But George Ferrugia joins us. Terrific meeting at the Meadows and also some nice greyhounds, some stars going around at Wente Park as well. George, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am well. How do we make some money there at the Meadows?
Okay. At the Meadows, we were keen on one yesterday called Peaky Pub, as we mentioned. There has been a couple of scratchings, so he's into about $1.70, but I just think he'll be winning race 10, number 4. His line of work in the last month has been really impressive. A couple of placings at the Meadows. He won in very fast time at Geelong, 25.57. He does show enough speed. The greyhound that was going to lead the race, Extra Speed, has come out. So should be able to dictate terms early and then be very, very hard to beat. Peaky Pub, as we mentioned yesterday, there's a young greyhound, Gareth, called Tal Bingo Bale. He's had the one start. He ran 29.96. He's going to be very short tonight. But just keep a watch out for him because he was really, really impressive to win on debut. His first split wasn't great, but he absolutely powered to the line. And you don't see too many maidens breaking 30 seconds early. But so a couple of interesting watches tonight. Those having a play on the quaddy, 6, 7 and 8 into 3, 5 and 6, into 1 and 3, into 1, 2 and 3. Of course, there's group racing at Wentworth Park, three group races. In fact, the ladies' bracelet final is race 6. The favourite is second exit at $3.30. But as we mentioned yesterday, Gareth, there's seven greyhounds in under double figures, which highlights the depth in this race. The Gold Cup final, Stanley Road, clearly favourite at $1.95. Obviously, had won so many in a row and then ran fourth in the heat, was a surprise loss. Prim and Proper is clearly the danger at $3, and that's where we're going to have a play, Gareth, race 7, number 1, because it'll set up an early lead. It can break 42 seconds, and Stanley Road's going to have to rely on a little bit of luck. Clearly, he's the best greyhound in the race, but we're just hoping Prim and Proper can get out and go. And in the Bob Payne sprint final, we tipped Zipping Kyrgios in the heat last week, and he was impressive. He's second favourite, but we're going to change sides here and go Zulu Warlord. Too well drawn here off box one. He's got a very fast P of around 29.50. Zipping Kyrgios has gone quicker than that, but I just think box draws in these big finals will play a big part. I think Zulu Warlord can get around the first corner in front and then be very hard to beat. So race 8, number 1. So a whole lot of racing. We'll recap everything on tomorrow's show. And obviously we've got some big racing coming up at Sandown next Thursday night.
Can't wait for the Harrison Dawson heats Thursday night, George. I'm excited already.
Absolutely, especially with your $8 that you got on Sunset Spitfire after his slashing trial. Just quickly on that, Gareth, he went 5.14 to the mark. Now, for those that know Sunset Spitfire, he can split a lot quicker. So he's going to improve a hell of a lot, especially if we can get a nice hole next week. He's going to be incredibly hard to beat. So that $8 will probably be looking good if he could make his way to the final, that's for sure.
I don't think WA athletes will dominate as much as they're about to in Melbourne since Mick Malthouse's West Coast Eagles side in the early 90s.
They've got a good team at the moment.
They have.
For sure.
Good on you, mate.
So have a good weekend.
There's George Ferrugia. It's time for the news. Have a wonderful day. Good luck with your footy team. And hopefully you back plenty of winners as well. Good luck to the Omona Cats. They play, I think, a side that they should be winning, and they haven't won a game in 500 matches, probably a little bit more. So hopefully they can get the job done today. Good luck on the punt. Back plenty of winners. Johnny Bowden's ready to go with the news. And then it's race day mornings with Matthew Stewart, Dan Malecki, and the captain of the ship, Michael Felgate.